You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. Lost pets, crappy restaurants, and I think I heard something. Well, hi, it's me. I'm back again with you. I hope you're doing well. I have something to share with you that's a little bit different than the way that we normally have our discussion. It's a bit higher energy, let's say. And in this case, it may mean that this is more of a morning podcast for you rather than a sweet dreams sleepy podcast. So I just want to prepare you for that. And if you don't have an interest in listening to this beautiful, beautiful podcast with this beautiful, beautiful voice in such a way that there's higher energy, then I completely understand and like, share, subscribe. Great idea. 5 stars, would recommend. But otherwise, I have something I want to talk about. There's this website, and it's for people who are neighbors. It's sort of a community builder where you can post almost anything. And although I'm sure it's a very useful place for people who are, let's say, a handyman and would like to find some local work that's physically close to them, and maybe it's also a good site for people who are looking for a tennis partner who are also local to them, useful posts like that are really only about 4% of the site. 96% of the site is something else. And that's what I want to talk about today in a segment I'd like to call Next Door Dummies. So here are the following posts you can expect to find. Number 1. I went to a shitty restaurant and had shitty service. The poster goes on to explain and complain how the subpar restaurants served them subpar food, gave them subpar service and/or treatment. Bonus, sometimes they mention that they took a loved one there for a quote-unquote special event. Number 2. My pet is missing that I don't pay attention to. The poster has a pet that they don't keep on a leash, and surprisingly, it is no longer in their yard. The pet did not understand that sidewalks and edging and roads and signs are all clear indicators to an animal that it should not proceed. The poster is stunned that the animal's inability to read and obey laws that could clearly be referenced at the local city hall. Commonly birds and cats, but sometimes dogs. My favorite post of this type was by someone who lost their exotic bird, offered $5,000, then shortly thereafter quietly downgraded the bird's life to $2,000, then said they knew that their bird was stolen. Number 3. Does anyone know the answer to a question that is easily answerable with light Googling? The post has a question that could easily be answered literally by their smartphone by using their voice, or just using Google and typing that same question in the search bar. Instead, they want to rely on strangers to utilize their vast knowledge of things this person should probably know anyway. Number 4. I heard something. The poster wants you to know that they heard something and is under the belief that you are actively on the site, refreshing it every 5 seconds. They hope to receive a timely answer about the thing they heard because they might hear it again. Number 5. Why did the police drive by, stop, get out, drive fast, chase a suspect, or do any number of things the police do? The poster wants you to help them understand why the police did police-like things. They are unaware of the fact that they can just call the police and ask, or utilize one of many apps that can be used as a live police scanner, or just read about it in the news the next day. Number 6. Why did you actually describe what someone looks like? Actually, response to a post and not a post, the respondent is outraged that you actually used attributes that are immutable, like height, skin color, or sex, and instead did not just leave those attributes out or use something that could be immediately changed, like clothing or a hat. The poster's attempt to help others out by identifying bad actors, in most cases caught on camera, is perceived to be despicable behavior by this respondent. Note that these respondents will only respond when the suspect is of the same immutable attributes as they are. Otherwise, they don't care. Number 7. I saw a wild animal. The poster saw a common wild animal in the area and took a blurry picture of it. The poster wants you to know that the animals, which were here long before we were and don't recognize the concept of houses and lot lines, are actually walking around the neighborhood in search of food. They go on to warn us that, should we see this wild animal, that it should indeed be treated as a wild animal. Also common are pictures of non-dangerous and extremely common and indigenous animals being animals. Squirrels, the boring brown bird known as the robin, grass snakes, and raccoons. There will never be postings of alligators in Wisconsin or emus in Arizona. But if you want to know that coyotes are out and about in the season and territory that they normally reside in, they have you covered. Bonus, the post will tell you about their interaction with it. Quote, I yelled at it because I have a tiny, genetically modified, always angry yippie dog. And I was afraid. End quote. I hope you enjoyed these 7 posts by our good friends and neighbors trying to help us out. Thank you. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time. Patreon.com/10-minute-rambling-stories.